Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, August 1st. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers could not finish off a four-game sweep of the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, falling 6-1 in a game that was delayed by over an hour because of rain. David DeJesus drove in three runs. Anthony Rizzo, a two-run home run. Starlin Castro, a solo shot as the Cubs get eight strong innings from Edwin Jackson, allowing a run. Brewers' only run driven in by Jonathan Lucroy, who played first base last night. Willie Peralta taking the loss for the crew after a couple of strong outings. Manager Ron Renicki says some bad habits returned.
And when his command's on, he's going to throw a good game. The last four or five games, he's thrown the ball really well. And that's what he is. He's a tough guy. And when he's got it going, you're going to have a tough day.
And Jackson felt it was a complete win for the Cubs.
I mean, it was a combination of everything. I mean, we had great defensive plays, you know, all around from pretty much every position. You can go and you can point the play out that was made and the offense. And then we come back and we get two more. And then we come back and we get two more. Those timely hits when we have men on base.
Brewers settle for 3 out of 4 at Wrigley. Have an off day Thursday and will welcome the Washington Nationals to Miller Park on the weekend. Brewers also placed Yovani Gallardo on the 15-day disabled list after pulling his left hamstring in his start at Wrigley Field earlier this week. At the top of the National League Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals again, 5-4. Russell Martin with the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. Neil Walker and the Bucks have opened up a 2.5-game lead in the division.
Of course, it feels great to take 4 in a row from these guys, but we still got a lot of baseball to play. We got a lot of baseball left against these guys too, and right now they're not playing their best baseball, and I know that can change in a matter of 24 hours.
Pirates will go for a rare 5-game sweep on Thursday against St. Louis. Cincinnati ended a 5-game losing streak, beating San Diego 4-1. Homer Bailey pitched into the ninth. Giants hammered the Phillies 9-2. Brett Pill with 4 RBIs. Miami shades New York 3-2. Atlanta rocking Colorado 9-0. Brian McCann with a 3-run home run. Over in the American League, Toronto beat Oakland 5-2 in 10 innings. Houston clobbers Baltimore 11-0. Jason Castro with a grand slam. Cleveland beat Chicago 6-5 in 10 innings. Carlos Santana with a walk-off solo home run. Red Sox walked off Seattle 5-4 in 15 innings on a bases-loaded Stephen Drew single. And Texas really likes this walk-off stuff. The Rangers beat the Angels 2-1 on an Adrian Beltre ninth inning homer.
I think it's been really nice, you know, be able to walk off 3 times in a row. You know, and our offense is probably the reason why we struggled last 3 weeks, and our offense is being a lot better.
Kansas City Royals made it 8 in a row. They beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. Interleague play had Arizona shut out Tampa Bay 7-0. Wade Miley and two relievers combined on a 3-hitter. Detroit pummeled the Washington Nationals 11-1. Torrey Hunter went 4-for-5. Tigers manager Jim Leland says we finished off a slumping Nationals club.
It goes back to what I talk about a lot of times. It's not who you're playing. Sometimes it's when you're playing them. And we caught a couple teams at the right time, and we did very well. I don't want to take anything away from our ball club. Well, like I said, we caught a couple good teams at the right time.
New York Yankees shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-0. All 3 runs in the top of the ninth. Hiroki Kuroda and Clayton Kershaw hooking up in a scoreless pitcher's duel. Neither around for the decision. In baseball trades on deadline day, the San Diego Padres acquired Ian Kennedy from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Baltimore Orioles acquired right-hander Bud Norris from the Houston Astros, the two headline deals on deadline day. Minor League Baseball, Kane County beat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 6-3. Rattlers held a 2-0 lead through 5 innings, but gave up 3 in the eighth. In the Northwoods League, Mankato beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 12-6, scoring 5 runs in the third inning. Green Bay's Jack Parenti went 4-for-4 in the loss. The Frogs host Mankato again on Thursday night, next to last home game this Northwoods League season at Joannie's, gets underway at 7:05. Game 2 in the Langsdorf League Championship Series, the Sheboygan A's hosting Kenosha at 7:30 at Wildwood Park on Thursday night. Kenosha grabbing game 1 in that best 2 out of 3 championship set. To you, some National Football League news. Packers training camp is continuing, and there were four more players knocked out of practice on Wednesday because of injury. 14 players now on the sidelines for head coach Mike McCarthy. Says it's nothing unusual, nothing serious, but there has been suggestions around the league that with so much off-season training, organized team activities, mini camps, practically year-round, that there's too much strain on players when they arrive at camp.
We definitely have upgraded our research and our analysis approach to everything, and our strength and conditioning program is included in that. Now, as far as the training, once the players leave here, that's a little bit of the unknown. There's communication that goes on between our staff and our players, so I don't see overtraining in our building right now as an issue.
What has been an issue in the NFL, the quality of play in the Pro Bowl. And on Wednesday, the league and the Players Association announced some big changes for the Pro Bowl game. It will no longer be NFC versus AFC. Instead, players will be selected in a vote by the fans, coaches, and players without regard to conference. The top two vote-getters will become captains, if you will, and conduct a draft of players regardless of conference. They will be joined by two NFL.com fantasy football champions in the draft. Hall of Famers Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders will also serve as alumni captains in the draft process. There will be no more kickoffs in the Pro Bowl game. It will air January 26th in Honolulu. That draft will be held 4 days prior to the new look Pro Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper fined by the team after a racially insensitive comment. Video surfaced this week of the receiver uttering a racial slur while attending a Kenny Chesney concert in Philadelphia. Cooper apologized to his teammates for his error. Milwaukee Bucks trainer Brandon Jennings approved by the NBA pending physicals from all players involved. It was a sign and trade deal. After Jennings signed a 3-year, $24 million contract, he was shipped to the Pistons in exchange for Brandon Knight, Chris Middleton, and Vyacheslav Kravtsov. Also in the NBA, John Wall of the Washington Wizards signing a new contract extension. According to the Washington Post, it will be a max deal, 5 years, $80 million. In college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team will be traveling to Nassau, the Bahamas at the end of the month to play four exhibition games. The NCAA allows out-of-country travel for exhibitions. The games will be played August 26th through the 29th. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.